Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. On this channel, I normally don't do ongoing war coverage, and I don't plan on doing that, but I do like to dig beneath the headlines from time to time and to use these headlines as an opportunity for critical thinking. Basically, it's just thinking. It's asking questions. It's digging deeper. It's drawing conclusions based on evidence, and it's rejecting evidence that doesn't seem to be rooted in reality. So we are going to be talking about this Iranian strike on Israel. And I'll be surprised if I don't get any strikes myself for covering this topic on this channel. But I am going to be reporting on some news. And I want to also ask the question that's on my mind, and it might be on your mind as well. And that is how Israel was so easily able to defend itself against these 300 bombs that were told, these 300 missiles that were incoming. And I bet you can guess the rest of my question, which I'm going to share with you in just a moment. But I do want to thank the sponsor of today's show. So today's show is brought to you by NobleGoldInvestments.com. And that is over at NobleGoldInvestments.com. And speaking of war and calamities, you know, gold is something that has been there through wars, disasters, turmoil. And if you feel that investing is a little overwhelming for you right now, you're not alone. It can be complicated. There are many decisions. And think about leaving your money in the bank. That's probably not a great idea either, because it's losing value every single day. Don't take my word for it. Call the experts over at Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347. I'll have a link for you in the description box below. So this could be stressing you out, driving you nuts, wondering what you should do with your money. And you could invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments. Precious metals are simple. They're real. There isn't a company on the stock market that was around 2000 years ago, but gold was. It's reliable, dependable, and authentic. So you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. And again, get your answers from the experts over at Noble Gold Investments. These are American-based experts. You'll speak to somebody in the United States. This is a family-owned business. I have interviewed the CEO on this channel before. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. There's no hassle. There's no call centers. And you could get this free 1/4 ounce standard gold coin with every qualifying IRA investment. So check it out. See if it's a good fit for you. NobleGoldInvestments.com. There's a disclaimer that I'll have for you in the description box as well. There's always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but get your questions answered at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Friends, I want to ask some questions, and you know that I like to dig deeper, and I was pretty much thinking that I wasn't going to be covering this latest, you know, we're told Iranian attack on Israel. And keep in mind that this has been going on for many, many years. This is not something that's out of the blue. I'm going to read to you a few of the headlines and then let's dig a little deeper. And I do want to also show you the, the lack of information that I have regarding these airstrikes. I was scouring the internet. I was looking for video to see exactly the Israeli Iron Dome taking down these incoming missiles, but I didn't see anything that was very compelling. Let me know if you have seen those videos. You can email support@thehealthyamerican.org, or you can just leave the links don't usually stay when you leave a comment. So email us if you have some compelling video, but I just saw a couple of slow moving lights. I didn't see anything that looked like these missiles were being taken down. Maybe I didn't find it. Maybe it's being scrubbed, but I spent a great deal of time researching that. What I did come up with were some images of what we're told these missile defense systems are. And I'm going to share that with you in just a moment, but let me give you just a brief background. If you have not been watching the news, and of course I don't sit and watch the news, but I'm using the headlines here for an opportunity to dig a little deeper and to use our critical thinking skills. So, an incoming attack of more than 300 Iranian drones and ballistic missiles was the latest challenge to Israel's air defense system. We're going to look at that in just a moment, which this news article from the Washington Post says that it has already been working overtime to cope with the incoming rocket, drone, and missile attacks throughout the 6-month war with Hamas. Early on, I did a lot of coverage because I am anti-war. And Netanyahu has said war is the answer. And I said, I have a lot of questions because Israel has been engaged in a lot of wars since its inception in the 1940s. And apparently it hasn't worked. That content is no longer on YouTube, but it is over on my Rumble channel. And it's also at peggyhall.tv. YouTube has been excessively censoring any criticism of the big eye that over there in the Middle East. And I have my opinion is against Netanyahu as a leader of this country and his policies. And I stand by that criticism. I think there are ways that we need to dig deeper into this calamity that's been ongoing for many, many years. And again, I have videos where I have done a lot of deep dives into that. I've given my opinion on that. I actually studied this for many years. I have a background and a degree, actually a master's degree in international policy and law. And my area of expertise was Arab-Israeli affairs. So it's just an area that I have a fascination about. Sad to say that both sides are missing the true path to peace. And I've gone into great detail about that on my channel previously, but today's video is all about the big question, which is, how was Israel able to handle the challenge to its air defense system with 300 Iranian drones and ballistic missiles, we're told, yet they were asleep at the wheel when the I'll just have to be careful here for the algorithm. Gaza, I had to put a little space here between my words. We were told that they attacked Israel, yet none of the defense systems were working. It went on for hours and hours and hours. And so the Israeli defense forces were the ones that actually were culpable for all of the calamities that we're told that happened. That's the conclusion I drew because they didn't protect their people. And we hear again and again and again that Israel has a right to defend itself. But Israel didn't defend itself back in October. And now it's going full speed ahead with what many would call, including in the international community, full on genocide. You may believe that that genocide is warranted. I don't. But the question that I'm asking is, how was Israel able to defend itself now? And it wasn't able to defend itself back on October 8th. I still have never heard of any results of any investigation. There has been nothing forthcoming from any of the military leaders about that. It's just like been swept away. So I find that very, very strange. So on April 13th, we're told by Reuters that Iran launched explosive drones and fired missiles on Israel late Saturday in its first direct attack on Israeli territory, a retaliatory strike that raised the threat of a wider regional conflict as the U.S. pledged ironclad backing for Israel. I find that a very interesting word, ironclad, since we're going to be looking at the Iron Dome, and we're also going to be looking at the Iron Beam and a couple of other Israeli defense systems that they have. So, that's the basic background. And of course, there have been worries over a larger regional conflict ever since it was actually October 7th. I misspoke. I was getting that confused with August 8th, which we know what happened. Do you remember what happened in Hawaii on Lahaina? Do you know what happened there? Yes. So Iran has criticized Israel's activities in the Gaza Strip, and many in the international realm have done so as well. The majority of people killed are civilians, women and children, who I don't understand how that's a threat to Israel. That's like you taking retaliation against somebody that harmed your family and you take out their entire family. Like, to me, that doesn't make sense, but maybe that's just me. So Israel said on Sunday that 99% of the more than 300 drones and missiles launched toward its territory were thwarted with the help of its allies, Now, I don't know who those allies were, hailing the successful air defenses in the defense of an unprecedented attack by Tehran. Of course, everything is unprecedented these days, isn't it? Iran and Israel have been engaged in a shadow war for years through its proxies. I'm reading here from the article. And Sunday's attack marked the first time Tehran has launched a direct military assault on its arch foe in the Middle East. So what I want to look at are these defense systems that were not operational back on October 7th. So let me share my screen and let's take a look here, shall we? This is the Arrow. This system was developed with the US and it's designed to intercept long-range missiles, including the types of ballistic missiles Iran said it launched on Saturday. The Arrow, which operates outside the atmosphere. So is there proof of this? I'm very curious. I would like to see this in action. All right. It operates outside the atmosphere and has been used in the current war to intercept long-range missiles launched by the Houthi militants in Yemen. There we have it. Look at that beautiful sky. Natural God-given clouds, aren't they? Yeah, those of you know my sense of humor and sarcasm here. All right, here's the next one. David's sling. I guess this is biblical. Also developed with the US, the David's sling is meant to intercept medium-range missiles, such as those possessed by Hezbollah in Lebanon. There it is. I've never seen it in operation. Maybe that's classified info. Here we go. The Patriot missile, of course, this is the oldest member of Israel's missile defense system used in the first Gulf War. And I am going to bring you another video about the top suppliers of the killing machines, that's how I'm going to call them, to Israel. And I think you're going to be flabbergasted when I show you in another video who is supplying Israel and who the countries that have stopped supplying. So I thought that was very interesting. Here we have the Iron Dome. This system developed by Israel with US backing and dollars or shekels, I suppose, specializes in shooting down short range rockets. It has intercepted thousands of rockets since it was activated early last decade, including thousands of interceptions during the current war against Hamas and Hezbollah. Well, why wasn't it working on October 7th? Can somebody please explain that to me? There's never been any reference, reason, nor rhyme, as the expression goes, as to why the Israelis failed miserably on October 7th. Now, some of you smart people are going to draw a conclusion that, how do I put it delicately? They allowed it, or how else can I put it delicately? They orchestrated it. Now, I'm not going to be giving you any evidence of that other than drawing a conclusion that they certainly weren't there defending their people on that day. I've done plenty of videos, as I say, if you'd like to have a deep dive on that. And I've also got Substacks with written analysis over at peggyhall.substack.com. So this is how it's supposed to work. The enemy rockets are fired. The radar system detects it. The control system estimates the impact point and the launcher files missiles to intercept. I've never seen this. I've seen drawings like this and I've seen some lights in the sky, but I never have seen this operational. So is it a fairy tale or is it real? Here we go. The Iron Beam. Israel is developing a new system to intercept incoming threats with laser technology. Israel has said that this system will be a game changer because it's much cheaper to operate than existing systems. However, it is not yet operational. And there we have it, the Iron Beam. Was that like NASA working on it? This looks like a NASA design, if you know what I'm talking about, that level of complexity. All right. And here, that was it. And it's not even operational yet. So inquiring minds want to know, with all of the successes that Israel has had in shooting down these 300 drones, why weren't they able to stop the paragliders and those that were just rushing through the gates in the most highly militarized zone and with the most types of, you know, hairpin triggers and sensors and systems? How did it fail? I'm never going to stop asking that question. Just like I'm never going to stop asking the questions about Lahaina and how the fires broke out and how there was no water and how no one was on the scene. I have many questions and very few answers. All right, friends, let's leave it with that. I've got another video coming up for you later about the crime connection in Baltimore with the Pelosi family. I put that on hold so I could bring you this breaking news, but stick with me because I've got another video coming up about who actually is funding Israel. And you're going to probably not be surprised when you see, I'll just give you the punchline now, it's the United States, but wait until you see the other countries that are funding Israel and the countries that are pulling the money, and wait until you see the amount of money that the United States is giving to Israel. Stay tuned, and I'll see you in the upcoming video.